The Lenten Devotional for Sunday, March 31st, 2019. By Benjamin Rumbaugh, a chaplain resident at Veterans Affairs Pittsburgh Healthcare System in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The scripture reading for the day is Jeremiah chapter 14, verses 1 through 22. Jeremiah's prophecy is a heavy one. Reading it immediately brings feelings of shame, grief, and sadness. In a word, suffering. The image of thirst conveys the deep suffering of God's people. Lent is a time to rest in our suffering, a time to feel parched in God's absence, and this passage certainly fosters that feeling. Hope isn't easy. In my work at an inpatient recovery center, I serve as a chaplain to veterans who suffer from substance use and mental health diagnoses. The insidious nature of addiction and the complexity of the mind has challenged my easy notion of hope. I've realized that for much of my life, I've dwelt securely in the proclamation that I'm part of the beloved community of believers, living in the here, but not yet, kingdom of God. Jeremiah forces me to reconcile with the not yet dimension of this proclamation. As I slowly discover abundant life in the bleakest of settings through the ministry of chaplaincy, I'm realizing that suffering and hope aren't too far distant from each other. Maybe they're not dichotomous foes, but instead two sides of the same coin. They coexist. Hope doesn't blot out suffering, and suffering doesn't get the final word. In the midst of the drought, Jeremiah asks, "Is it not you, O Lord, our God? We set our hope on you." Indeed, Lent is a time to rest, truly rest in our suffering, so that we may experience the full, soul-quenching source of God's hope for this world. Let us pray. God, give me the strength to trust my thirst. Jesus Christ, give me the strength to dwell in my suffering, so that I may dwell in your hope. Holy Spirit, give me the strength to discover God's abundant life.